friends, and welcome to the Stoic Coffee Break. Today's episode, Mindless Pap. Most of what passes for legitimate entertainment is inferior or foolish, and only caters to or exploits people's weaknesses. Avoid being one of the mob who indulges in such pastimes. Your life is too short, and you have important things to do. Be discriminating about what images and ideas you permit into your mind. If you, yourself, don't choose what thoughts and images you choose to expose yourself to, someone else will, and their motives may not be the highest. It is the easiest thing in the world to slide imperceptibly into vulgarity, but there's no need for that to happen if you determine not to waste your time and attention on mindless pap. Epictetus. So when I read this, I went and looked up the definition of pap, and basically pap is an idea, talk, book, or the like, lacking substance or real value. Back when I was in high school, the troubadour known as Weird Al Yankovic put out a song called I Can't Watch This, which was a fantastic parody of MC Hammer's Can't Touch This. In it, Weird Al sings to us about the fact that even with all the cable and satellite TV channels on, there's really so much garbage to waste our time and attention on. And I think this quote is extremely relevant to our times that we live in because it's so easy for us to get caught in the time suck of cable TV or Netflix. We can binge watch show after show, often finishing something just because we started, not because we actually gained anything from it or particularly like the show anymore. But how do these things impact us? What kind of influence do they have on us? Do they expand our thinking? Does it help us become a better person? If you eat junk food all the time, then it should come to no surprise that you're not going to be all that healthy. When consuming media, it's very much the same. If you spend your time consuming mindless junk entertainment, and the ideas and thoughts that you spend your time focusing on will do little to grow your intellect and may even be damaging. And like Epictetus reminds us, if you yourself don't choose what thoughts and images you expose yourself to, someone else will, and their motives may not be the highest. The ideas that you entertain in your mind influence the kind of person that you will be. Now, I grew up in a very conservative city, and much of the news was slanted towards the general public's viewpoint, oftentimes leaving out crucial information about what really happened in a news story. Later, when I was in college, I would often read up events thinking that I knew a lot about them, only to find that I was rather misinformed about the things that were omitted or simply changed to fit the narrative of the culture. This often led to attitudes and biases towards women and other minorities that, having removed myself from those influences, I realized were exceptionally misguided, and in some cases I now find downright wrong. I remember once when Michael Medved came and spoke at my college. I didn't necessarily agree with most of his views on things because he was fairly conservative, and he was very much pushing the idea that Hollywood was out of touch with real America. But one thing he said always stuck with me. He said, "I'm not saying that there's nothing but junk on TV. There's plenty of good stuff on TV. It's just that there's so much." And then he talked about how, at the time, I think this was around 96 or 97, that the average American watched 28 hours of TV a week. And that just floored me. That's basically 4 hours a night. So I looked up the stats last night while working on this, and I found that the current American watches an average of 5 hours of TV. So it's gone up from 28 to 35 hours per week. I mean, that's like having a part-time job or almost a full-time job just watching TV. Now, I'm not going to be some lecturing moralist telling you that you should burn your TV. If you decide that that's what you want to do, that you want to spend your time watching all those programs, that's absolutely up to you. If you decide that you want to be a minimalist and get rid of your TV, I applaud you. But I do agree with Medved. It's not that there's not good stuff out there, but it's just that there's so much that oftentimes it will take up our time and we don't have time to consume it all. I think that we should be misers with our time, and I think we should be stingy and give it to the things and people that enlighten and enliven us. Because as Epictetus reminds us, our lives are short. I think it really comes down to what you want your life to mean and what you want to create and contribute to the world. You are always in control of your time and your attention, and the things that you give your attention to shape who you are. And that's the Stoic Coffee Break for today. Have a great day. If you enjoyed this podcast, head over to www.stoic.coffee and sign up for our newsletter. Also, if you could do me a favor and leave me a review and a rating on iTunes or Google Play, I would really appreciate it. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.
Hello, friends. Thanks for listening to the Stoic Coffee Break podcast. If you enjoy the topics on the Stoic Coffee Break, then you should really join us at the Stoic Coffee House. At the Stoic Coffee House, we're a community that takes the ideas of Stoicism and the topics that we discuss here, and we dig a bit deeper into them and talk about how we can apply them in our daily lives and help support one another through our successes and our failures. You can join us at the Coffee House at stoic.coffee/join. Again, that's stoic.coffee/join, and I'll see you in the house.